This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1426. Do you research or investigate?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Today, we answer a question from an Instagram listener. What is the difference between research and investigate, and how do you know which one to use? Find out in today's episode.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Michelle. We're getting into the end of August here. I am ready for September. August has been good, you know, but we're ready. We are ready.
That's right. Awesome. So do you do a lot of research on other entrepreneurs? Like, do you research them? Do you find out more about them?
Yeah, I go through phases where I'm really interested in like listening to podcasts from other entrepreneurs, other business mm-hmm. podcasts, where I learn, I get tactics mm-hmm. and strategies and inspiration mm-hmm. more than anything. And then I go through phases where I'm listening to more like news related podcasts and politics. So it's kind of, I go back and forth.
Yeah. Definitely. Awesome. Yeah. So we have a really great listener question. I'm excited for today's episode. So could you read the question for us?
Yeah, so this comes from Instagram. By the way, guys, you better go over there and follow us on Instagram. We've had some really great conversations. I posted a question about coffee breaks at work the other day, and Michelle, a lot of people had responses there. It was amazing to see how excited people are about coffee.
Yeah, definitely. Well, coffee is an essential. So,
Yeah, so,
for sure. Okay.
Let me read this. So this is from Laura 150390, and she says, "Don't come to my mind any weird."
Now I remember. So it was somebody had posted, I forget which one of us had posted something like, "Oh, what in English is weird for you or doesn't make sense?" I think Laura was responding to a question.
Okay, I got it. So basically, I'll paraphrase. She's saying, "Nothing weird comes to my mind now, but I will take advantage of this moment to ask you about the use of the words research and investigation." Could they be used as a verb? I investigate about and I research about. So that's her question. Okay. It's a great question though, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It is a really good question. So let's jump into it. So yeah, I asked you if you do a lot of research on other entrepreneurs. Did that sound natural to you?
Definitely. Do research on. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the difference. So, all right. So research can be a noun or a verb, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm, yeah. Completely.
Yeah. What about investigate?
Investigate is a verb. And if we want to use it as a noun, we would say investigation.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But what about the meanings? Do you think it's very similar?
I would say they're pretty similar. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can use them as synonyms in some situations, guys, but there definitely are some differences. So we're going to talk about those today, right, Michelle?
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. So to research something, I mean, to me, that seems kind of general. It's often used in academia or gathering a lot of information. So to me, that's That's research. I mean, for example, I might research what restaurant, you know, I want to have my party at or something like that.
Yeah. It also kind of has like a connotation of being somewhat serious in some case, like in depth. Right.
Right. Right.
Different from just kind of look around. Right. Look around means you just kind of like casually look at options maybe to host your party. But if you're going to research the best restaurant, maybe you would look at reviews. You'd go more deep.
Yeah. Right. 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 So like it's different from like browsing or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. OK. So investigate. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I think you're looking for one answer or a specific piece of truth. This makes me think a lot of crime shows.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite crime shows that you watch?
I don't really watch crime shows, although every once in a while, like a series will come around. Didn't you watch The Night Of?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was so good.
I remember you watched that too. Wasn't that amazing?
You watched it too. Okay, yeah, it was so good. We talked about this probably 200 episodes ago, guys. Really good show. We end up having Criminal Minds on a lot here, and I'm like, oh, it is just, crime shows are disturbing. That's all I have to say.
They are. I try not to watch them.
They are so disturbing, but they're really popular, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, so I feel like when I hear investigate, that's kind of what I think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Investigative reporting.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. They talk a lot about investigative reporting on The Daily, the New York Times podcast, right? Because that's what it is, like digging into the details that normal newscasts wouldn't cover.
Right. Definitely. Okay, awesome. So, well, let's do a couple examples and we'll talk through them. What's the first one?
Okay, I need to research the neighborhoods in Tennessee so I know where I should move. Oh, are you going to move to Tennessee?
No.
That'd be a drastic change.
Yeah, I don't see that in my future, but I have never been there. Have you?
Well, yeah. I mean, Nashville's cool.
That's what
Nashville's
I hear.
Nashville's very cool, especially if you're into country music. It's kind of the country music center of the world, really. But it is very cool. It's quite hip.
Yeah, but I've never been. I've always wanted to visit there.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you get out of Nashville, though, you are literally in the hills. I mean, you're in very remote areas. Yeah. So,
I feel like research, if I said I need to investigate the neighborhoods, if there's something that wouldn't sound right about that, I feel like research is the best choice.
Yeah, I would choose research, too. Investigate sounds a bit more like you're looking for something specific.
Exactly. Like, and almost something that could be like something wrong. Like,
yes,
you know, it's not, I don't know. That's how I think of it. The next one is, why did she leave early last night? I need to investigate.
So this is kind of, you're being a little sarcastic here, right?
Yeah, right.
The way you're using investigate, because you're kind of acting like a crime solver or something, but you're just saying that in a sarcastic way. Maybe you like gossip or something and you like to get into people's business, for example, right? I need to investigate.
Right. It's like to find the answer, right? So I feel like investigate is more like, it's more like finding the specific answer, whereas research could be looking for something specific, but it also could be looking for many things. That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, it is quite nuanced. This is a great question from Laura.
Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah. I love
Very
this
nuanced.
One.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Next another one. Example?
Okay, I'm researching women in the workplace from the 1990s on. This one is definitely good for research because it's a body of material that you're looking at, right? Collecting data.
Right. And if you said I'm investigating women in the workplace, I don't know. Just
I'm investigating.
Sounds a little strange. To me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, like we said, there is like investigative reporting, but that's for very in-depth look, like where reporters go in and really interview people and get in depth with things. Yeah.
Right.
Guys, 24,000 fans of All Ears English are over on our Instagram channel every day, getting our special lessons and interacting with us. Don't miss out. Follow the All Ears English Instagram channel now, and we'll see you over there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So this next one, let's investigate the impact of wealth on the retail business. So this one I feel like could be either.
Yeah, I agree. That could be research. Let's research the impact of wealth on retail, or let's investigate. Mm-hmm. So there are some cases where it could be both.
Yeah. Right. So I, you know, again, this is one of those questions where I really have to think about it. This is not, you know, some questions it's, okay, like, let's talk about this expression or whatever. And then some questions I'm like, oh my gosh, what is the difference? And so sometimes I, you know, look at a listener question and I bring it up to Dan. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. He was saying that investigating can also be academic. Like he said, you could investigate a correlation between two things that you might use that word actually. But I don't know that I've heard it in that way, but he has done a lot of academic research.
Hey, that's great. And I'm sure we have a lot of students who are in academia at the high levels of academic research and PhDs and working in the lab. But yeah, I mean, we don't really know that kind of language very well. Yeah. So we're focusing on the everyday conversation here for you guys.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I think. So these are like what you might hear most out in the world. So guys, mm-hmm. I mean, as you can see, they're very similar. Investigate just sounds a little bit more mysterious to me.
Definitely. And then can we use it as a noun too? Research, for example.
Right. So if I was going to use research as a noun, I could say I'm conducting research on company organization practices.
Right. Or I need to see the research in order to come to a conclusion. So definitely a noun, clearly a noun in that case, right? Or exactly. What about investigation, Michelle?
Right. So again, it's not investigate, it's investigation as a noun. So you could say they launched an investigation into his spending habits, or the detectives found the murderer through a long investigation.
Yes. So what about this question about, so our student Laura asked about investigate about or research about. Oof. I kind of cringe when I hear that, to be honest.
I know. I wouldn't say investigate about. I would say investigate something, right? Like, let's investigate the situation.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, you don't need a preposition, any preposition after investigate, okay?
Yeah.
Just say the thing. The noun comes after. Let's investigate this crime. Let's investigate this rumor, okay? Good.
Right. But research, I mean, would you say research about?
No, I would also say let's research, research the applicants further. Let's research this idea. I wouldn't say research about something. That seems kind of strange to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I might say research on. I think that's what I said to you in the beginning. Like, do you do research on entrepreneurs? I could say, do you do research about entrepreneurs?
Right. But that's the difference there is that you're putting do. Right.
So
you're
saying,
let's do research on. Right. Exactly. So that totally changes it. But if we're just using research as the verb, then don't put anything after it. Yeah.
Exactly. So that is a good point. Oh my gosh, there is a lot of grammar we could go into today. I think we should do a follow up on this episode.
Okay.
Because we're getting very very high up in the grammar, and I think we could discuss this a little bit more at another time. But I mean, overall, I think it's important to think of the context, right? So like if you're watching a crime show, you'd probably say investigate. If you're in the library, you'd probably say research.
Yes, context is so key. That's why you guys need to be consuming native material all of the time, because you'll hear that, right? If you're watching Criminal Minds, for example, you're going to hear the word investigate, right?
Yeah.
Every crime, they're investigating it. And if you are around a college campus or talking to people who are in university or a master's degree, they're going to say, I need to go to the library to do research. Okay. So good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, for me, I think I use the word research more. I mean, like for example, a few contexts, it could be also like finding a house, right? These are not library situations, right? But like, like research the neighborhoods, like we said, with Tennessee, or mm-hmm. you know, research movie times, or like we said, yeah, research totally. The research restaurants.
Yeah, definitely just a slightly deeper level of going into something, learning about something. Like if you're going to buy a house in Denver, research the Denver housing right. market and why have housing prices gone up so much in the last 10 years here. You want to research it and understand it before you make a decision, right?
Awesome. Okay, so before we go, I think we should just share a couple other words or expressions that yes. our listeners could use. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Oh, this is a good one to look into something. Mm-hmm. This is really good. This is actually a more high level option for you guys.
All right, Michelle, yeah. Let's look into the situation, or let's look into what we can find about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Or, you know, you may say someone may come to you with a problem. Maybe a student writes to us and our website is down, and I could respond and say, okay, I'll look into it. Thank you.
Right. Oh, so natural. I love that one. That is very, very natural. And then what's another one? I love this one.
To get to the bottom of it. Yeah. So this one I don't use as much, but it certainly is. It's emphatic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, how would you use it, Michelle?
I might say like, what's going on here? I need to get to the bottom of this. It's like, it's almost more like the investigate one. Like I wouldn't say like, I need to get to the bottom of which restaurants I should have for my party. You know, like
it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's more like finding the answer to a problem. So I would say it's more on the investigate side.
Or it reminds me a little bit of that movie Knives Out. Do you ever see that movie Knives Out?
No,
the movie about... Yeah, kind of the whole movie is about getting to the bottom of who committed the murder, right? Getting to the bottom of it. Yes.
Nice, nice. And then there's find out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, like, standard.
Right? Yeah, I think our listeners probably know that one. And then finally, there's explore.
Yeah, that one's a little more open, a little more loose. Explore.
Right. Explore our options. Explore the area. Explore neighborhoods, right? Things like that.
Yeah. That one doesn't necessarily imply you're going to have an answer, whereas get to the bottom is all about getting the answer.
Right. That's a really good point, Lindsay. Like some of them were like, it's more focused and you will find an answer and you will not stop until you find the answer. And some is more like, oh, we're going to find out the information.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or explore's a little non-committal. I think that's the word. Yeah. Just kind of like, oh, I'm going to explore it, but who knows if I'll have an answer or a result, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, awesome. Well, I really loved this question. And again, guys, ask us your questions on Instagram. That's a great place to find us. We do check those questions. So in order to ask us questions on Instagram, you got to follow us on Instagram, right, Lindsay?
You got to follow us, guys. Come on over there. We're having some great conversations and we want you to be a part of the All Ears English community. So, Michelle, what should we leave our listeners with today?
Okay, guys. Well, these words, research and investigate, they're so similar, but we gave you some of the basic differences. We talked about grammar and, you know, I just love this question again. That's all I can say. Just listen for these nuances and try and hear how you hear these two words out in the world. And I bet you if you watch a crime show tonight, I bet you you'll hear the word investigate. Let me know.
It's all about being out in the world, immersing yourself. Even if you have to do that online, guys, you can do it. Okay? Very cool.
Definitely.
All right. Oh my Very gosh. Good, Michelle.
This was fun, Lindsay.
Good stuff. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.